I knew that. Come on. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Atomcast IRL. You know what day it is. It is Thursday, and I'm pretty sure you know what that means, right? That means I've got Carlin with me.
Hi. What
up, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you always. It's a pleasure to have you. Let's just chat and check up a little. We haven't done a show together since last year.
I know. It's been a while, and some stuff has happened. Some stuff has transpired since then.
Yeah, some stuff. My goodness, it feels like forever since we did a show together.
I cannot even believe the world that we're living in here today. It's insane. But thankfully, we're both still on Twitter. We survived the initial purge anyway. Woo! We're going to see. But Adam, I have an update for you.
You do.
I don't know if your viewers are interested in it at all, but we're going to talk about it anyway, because I have been knitting
Whatever, it's my show.
Sweater.
I'm interested.
Exactly. I have been knitting with Technicolor Dream Coat, and I wanted to show you some of the progress that I've made live.
Show me. Wait. Before you show me, actually... So I got for Christmas, Nishra got me in chroma glasses. I don't know how many people know what in chroma glasses are. So I'm slightly colorblind, slightly. It's like proton chroma or something like that. Proto chroma. I don't know exactly the name of it, but reds and greens kind of vibe. So I got these here glasses. All right.
Ooh. All right. We're powered up. We can see color.
Whoa. It's trippy putting these on. No joke. All right. Now I can see color.
Okay, so this sweater is made in like 14 different sections, and every section is a little bit different. So we start off with our first section, which has some nice mesh in it.
Nice.
It had some darker colors in the background and then some brighter ones. And
then
we went into what my favorite thing probably that I've actually knitted recently so far, which is... this.
Oh, I really
here.
Like that a lot.
Yeah, and it's got a nice yellow stripe as well. And then we have a blue section, which
nice. I like that.
Some nice fuzzy yarn. And I thought we were getting too many blues, so now I'm doing a red section.
All right, I like that. Yeah, nice and muted too. It's not. It's like it's colorful, but it's not too colorful.
Yeah, so it balances out some of the louder stuff.
Nice, I appreciate that. So this is exciting.
That is the sweater so far. What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot. You know what? I'm going to spin the UFO for my excitement. Oh, and you can't even see it, can you? Hold on.
No. And if people want to follow along with the creation of Adam's sweater, you can actually vote on the colors and throughout the process. And you're just going to look for a hashtag Adam's Dream Coat. I'm posting it on my I'm posting it on my Twitter, my Instagram, even my locals. So you can get some input into the different colors that we'll use for it.
Nice, nice. Well, you know what? Let me just do a little, you know, self... you know, whatever. Check us out. So you guys can go to my website, adamkrigler.net, and check out all of my other stuff. You can donate to me directly. I actually have a P.O. box if you want to physically send stuff to me. You can also send me a self-addressed stamped envelope for me to send you a sticker and sign it. I've been doing that. It's been a lot of fun. You can also go to my coffee site and check out my coffee. I got some delicious coffee. No more looking for terrible coffee. You know where to get some good stuff, and that's kriglercoffee.com. Come join me at Locals, too, because I'm having a lot of good conversation, and Locals is actually doing really good stuff improving their network. Also, you can go check out Carlin's Locals, which is just kb.locals.com. Mine is adamcastirl.locals.com. Either way, you know what? Go join both, because you can just join it. It's not, you don't have to pay anything. You can support either of us directly via the Locals pages, and that would be awesome if you could. Appreciate that. So today we're going to be talking about a few things. I don't know if you know this, but Home Alone 2, Donald Trump had a little snippet. He was in there. He told Mr. McAllister which direction to go because it was the lobby. I have some things to talk about there. They're trying to get rid of him. They're trying to snip him out of the movie completely. They really just want to delete Trump from everyone's memories. I don't think it's going to happen, but... The memory part, they might actually succeed in taking him out of Home Alone 2. I think it's ridiculous. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're going to make fun of them a little bit. Then we're going to talk about CNN is on the way down. That's right. CNN is dying because their pundits are a-holes saying some crazy things. Not only that, they're actually taking down their airport network. So I don't know if you notice, anytime you go to an airport, every single TV has CNN on it. It's ridiculous. Literally, that's where they get their ratings. It's misproportionate. And then we're going to talk about the Ugandan elections, okay? Because, and not just that, we're going to talk about Twitter censorship, specifically how it works with the Ugandan, what's going on in Uganda right now, how they're talking about it, and what Jack said a couple days ago about Trump's account. And then, of course, Project Veritas just released a new video, what, like 15 minutes before we went live? It was just 20 minutes ago. Yeah. And it's basically Jack talking about how they need to regulate who is on their site and who can have free speech or not. I mean, I'm summarizing it, all right? But, you know, and there's some people that are commenting on my quote tweet of it saying, well, you know, this, he's not saying anything we didn't really know already. But when you look into the context of what we're going to talk about with the Ugandan election and how Twitter's response to it, and then, of course, what they did to 70,000 to 80,000 conservatives over the past week.
I think more. I think I heard James Wood lost 137,000 followers.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. All right, so let's get into it. First, we're going to talk about this ridiculous story. Now, this is actually from December of 2019, because this isn't new. this isn't new. It's just being brought back, dredged up, if you will. Donald Trump reacts to his Home Alone 2 scene being removed on Canadian TV. So this is kind of where it started. All right. Kevin McAllister isn't the only one missing in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Canadian viewers of the Home Alone sequel, in which Macaulay Culkin's character inadvertently ends up in the Big Apple while his family is vacationing in Miami, noticed President Donald Trump's cameo was gone from a CBC broadcast on Christmas Day. Trump's son, Donald Jr., shared a news story on Twitter Thursday morning that called the edit pathetic and implied it was politically motivated. Later in the day, Trump himself weighed in, seeming to have some more of a sense of humor about ending up cut from the broadcast. First tweeting, I guess Justin Trudeau doesn't like my making him pay up on NATO or trade. Brutal. Followed by the movie will never be the same. Just kidding. You're not joking. He's right. It's part of the movie. The 1992 comedy film follows Kevin as he's once again separated from his family on Christmas vacation, ends up in the New York City. In one scene, Kevin winds up at the Plaza Hotel, where he asks Trump, who owned the hotel at the time, for directions to the lobby. This scene was cut entirely when CBC aired the movie this holiday season. CBC head of public affairs Chuck Thompson clarified on Twitter that the scene's removal was not politically motivated, and the film was simply edited for time back in 2014, 2 years before Trump was elected. This happens regularly with films adapted for television. Thompson noticed the scene with Donald Trump was one of the several that were cut from the movie, as none of them were integral to the plot. These edits were done in 2014. So that is true. Okay, sure. But now Q2021, let me bring this in. There we go. Q2021, here we are. Brand new year. 2020 is over. Congratulations. If you're listening to me right now, you made it through 2020. I'm really proud of you. Really happy. And I'm glad that year's over. But as we have realized, 2021 is not without its excitement, is it? Because it's now people not. On the internet are trying to get Trump basically just gone. They're trying to get rid of him. Here's
they're sending
Macaulay
Trump
Culkin.
Down the memory hole is what they're doing.
Yeah, they're shoving him down the hole. Yep. Macaulay Culkin supports erasing Trump cameo in Home Alone 2.
Wait. Can we just pause here for a second and acknowledge Macaulay Culkin looks like he's on crack. Macaulay Culkin does not look like he's like of sound mind to be making decisions.
No,
that's all
no,
I'm
look,
saying. He
look,
does,
look,
Adam.
I don't care what people look like. This actually bugs me when people do that. We're having a sound conversation. I want to call him out for specific things, but when you call someone out for what they look like, you instantly change the trajectory of the conversation.
I'm not saying Macaulay Culkin's like an ugly dude.
You just called him a crackhead.
Well,
you said he looks like crack, so he doesn't have.
If someone is on drugs, that changes their state of mind. I'm not calling him out for look, his looks. I'm calling him out because I think he's on drugs. And
do you have any implications? Do you have any proof that he is? Or
Macaulay Culkin?
I don't know. I don't know.
Drug addict. Like, yes.
Was he?
Yes, he absolutely was.
Okay, so this is confirmed.
Yes, he 100%. He did a lot of drugs and is probably still doing a lot of drugs. And it's all the more reason why we shouldn't listen to him. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, I was going to go into saying, I don't care what he has to say anyway. He didn't produce the movie. He didn't have anything in the movie. The movie was made for everyone else. And I really enjoyed the movie myself. And that little cameo of Donald Trump, it's like Donald Trump was still a big part of American history. Whether you like it or not, that is the truth. He has altered, like he helped thousands and thousands of families get jobs, have homes. Like the Trump Organization, you don't really think about it, but they built thousands and thousands of homes after the Great Depression, helped people get out of depression. After World War II, they helped soldiers have jobs when they got home. So they've helped American citizens over the past 100 years. You know, people don't like to talk about that side of things. And then Trump basically saved New York City. New York City was run by the mob. Everyone talks about, you know, how the mob was, you know, what happened to the mob? Well, in the 70s, the mafia ran New York City. Well, he brought a lot of money into Manhattan and altered the course of the way New York City is. It made it changed a lot of history in America. So having him in there, when was Home Alone 2 made? What, in the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Early 90s?
Like, yeah.
I don't know exactly when it was, but, you know, it's he's still a figure, and he became the president. You know, it's just like, you know, he achieved the highest office in the land.
Trump
getting rid of
iconic.
Him is stupid.
Even if
he
Trump
is.
Wasn't president, Trump would still be iconic. And it is a ridiculous notion. And I'm sorry, like, how much time and money are we going to spend on an old movie? Why can't we, like, people need to start having sense. This is just ridiculous.
I agree. I think it's ridiculous. And, you know, Macaulay Culkin saying, he didn't even say much. People were talking about it, and he just said, sold. Cool. Like, you own Home Alone 2, Macaulay Culkin, do you? Jeez.
Well, I think he does.
Bravo, he says, in response to some Twitter something. Well, you know what? I think it is ridiculous. Because, look, I just think it's silly. We're not going to get rid of him.
No,
I don't know.
Well, they're going to try, though. They really are trying to memory hole Trump. And like, I'm half joking when I say that, but it's also a serious thing. Like, when I woke up the other day and I saw Parler just completely wiped from the internet, that was a jarring experience for me. Really,
yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? You know what? I can show you. Let's just take a look, shall we? Six people who were literally erased from history. And there's something very uniform and connects all of these different images. You know who that is?
That's Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, it is. Let's go to the next one. You know this picture? You know who this guy is?
That's Stalin.
Yeah. You know who this guy is?
That's Goebbels, I think, isn't it?
Well,
no,
this
Hitler.
Is Hitler.
No, that's Hitler. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Then we got Trotsky.
Yep.
And then we got Bogu. Of the CCP. What do all these people have in common that are getting rid of people?
They're fascists is what they are.
Yes, they are. Fascists try to get rid of history. Fascists are the ones that erase people from history. Mm-hmm. Look at this. This is literally pictures from the past where they erase people from the images because they didn't want people knowing about those people anymore. Man, that just makes me think of something. What is it? Oh. That quote from, is it J.J. or R.R. Martin who says it? George R.R. Martin? When you cut a man's tongue out. Wait, what is it? When you tear out a man's tongue. I got it right here. Yeah. When you tear out a man's tongue, you are not proving him a liar. You are only telling the world that you fear what he might say.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, too. If you haven't read 1984 recently, or I actually have the audiobook, I've listened to it several times recently. It is terrifying to read that book today. Like, it is, we are literally seeing 1984 begin to play out right before our very eyes. And and, you know, it's striking to me that so many people on the left who have said the world is descending into the Handmaid's Tale for years and years and years. They have forgotten that we all, well, most of us read this book in high school. We understand 1984. It's not an obscure book. And they're just acting like this has no relation to what's going on right now. And they're acting like it's not going to eventually affect them. It absolutely
Careful, though.
Will.
That's wrong think.
Wow. That's okay. I'm going to go to the re-education camps. We'll have a close cell together, Adam.
That's scary because people keep joking about that. But I mean, oh my goodness, you know, how close are we? They're literally making lists. AOC is calling for people to, you know, be put on lists.
And then people in the chat are talking about Animal Farm too. Like the quote from Animal Farm is like some animals are more equal than others. And was there any better way to exemplify that than when Lindsey Graham got all pissed off about the people that went in the Capitol sitting in the chair? How dare they sit in our chairs? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, man, it is ridiculous. Right. The hypocrisy is, you know, that they really do act like they are holier better. Than thou and better. Like they have the right to break the laws that we and the people need to adhere to. But they don't have to because, you know, they're more equal than the rest of us.
Yep. And I was watching videos of like some of the fences and the barbed wire that's being put up around Washington, D.C. right now. And it is scary. Like the Capitol is our building. And listen, I don't condone any of the violence. I didn't go in the building when I was there. I have a full stop Same. Against violence. However, that is the people's building. We all pay for that. And now to watch fences and barbed wire being erected around it, this is the militarization of our country right now.
Yeah, we're seeing it, aren't we? Mm-hmm. It's frightening. I think I got a lighthearted version though of why they're doing that. You think about presidential inaugurations, right? And what people see. They see the crowd of people all the way down the Washington Monument filling up to be there to witness the inauguration of like presidents, right? And then you think about Obama, it was full. People came from all around the world, or well, probably, but mostly the country to go see it. And then Trump's was, so they compared it. It was less, I guess, right? So they're like, oh, haha. How many people would have showed up anyway for Biden?
No one. No one would have showed up for Biden. No one cares.
So this is them going, look, we're going to have a small ceremony, you know. We're going to get married in the courts. We're not going to have a big wedding. I know I'm making comparison, but, you know, he's basically making it so that people won't be like, look, no one even showed up. Goodness sakes. I think that's what it is.
It's so sad. It's so sad. Listen, Joe Biden is obviously not the person I wanted to be president, but I will say this, like, dude wanted to be president his entire life. And now he finally got there through whatever means he got there from. And he's not even having an inauguration. And he knows that no one would show up even if he did. And I think that is sad. It's I would not, if I was getting my life's ambition and no one cared, that would be so depressing.
I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for him at all. I'm still waiting for something to happen. Because I don't know, man. 20,000 troops in D.C., that doesn't make any sense.
No.
What are they? No, they're not. Nobody's going to do anything. Like this whole thing that everyone is talking about, like, you actually just posted about it recently, about how these flyers are going up. But they're totally, Antifa's doing them. Like, they don't even change the color scheme. They look like they just edited the text. They didn't make it patriotic at all. Like, Trump supporters love this country, and it's all about the American flag, red, white, and blue. These people are black. They're all black and red. You know, they're all doomers. It's like, what are they doing? They're trying to convince people that Trump supporters are doing this? No, that's not, doesn't make any sense.
No. And I will say this too. Like, I've heard people talking on the down low about going to protests or stuff like that, not because of these stupid flyers that I think everyone knows are fake, but I will say this. Yeah. I don't think you should, guys. I do not think you should. I think this is the time to have patience, to rein it back in. Like, we have a situation we need to deal with, and it's already pretty tense, and we don't need to go and make it worse. So I am a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in your right to protest, and I believe in your right to express your opinion, but you also should be smart. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Okay. I agree with that. I definitely am with you with the condemning violence, because violence is not the answer. You get violent, then it gives them the excuse to call you a terrorist, or, you know, throw you in the gulag, I guess. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy. All right. Let's talk about... Hold on. Before... I got this glorious tweet from Titania. All records of Donald Trump's existence must be eliminated without delay. I shudder to think how many people have already been radicalized by watching Home Alone 2. Bravo, Titania. Bravo.
Oh, my God.
Bravo. That is just fantastic. I forgot to pop that up there.
They're going to be wiping Trump out of reruns of The Apprentice.
It's like, it's his show. They're gonna do it. They're gonna figure it out somehow. That's hilarious. All right, let's talk about the downfall of CNN. That was nice to say. Try it.
It feels good.
It.
The downfall of CNN.
Doesn't that sound good?
Oh, I feel so good. It's like a warm, fuzzy feeling comes over you.
It's
like all nice, is right
your
with
favorite
the world.
Tea. Very warming. You feel it going down and you're like, yes. Slightly colder outside and it warms you up. You know, it's like warm blanket.
It's like that nice fuzzy feeling in your stomach. You're like, everything is good, man. Life is good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first and foremost, we'll talk about CNN says that it will end Airport Network as of March 31st. So April 1st, they can jokingly and saddened say, our ratings have plummeted to nearly zero. April Fools. See what I did there?
I did, yeah.
All right, so check this out. CNN will cease Airport Network, which provides fake news feeds to airport monitors across the country. Oh, it doesn't say fake news?
No.
Oh, it doesn't say it. Oh, I must have added that.
That's all right.
CNN President Jeff Zucker wrote in a memo that the network would cease as of March 31st. The steep decline in airport traffic because of COVID-19, coupled with all the new ways that people are consuming content on their personal devices, has lessened the need for the network, Zucker wrote. The network has operated for 30 years. 30 years! Hold on, let's just put a plug in that article for a second. CNN is one of the worst out there. Like, I'm paying attention. I'm watching the news. I'm watching senators speak. I'm watching the president speak. I'm looking at all different sources of what's happening. And then I see, what's CNN doing? Putting a spin on it. Mm-hmm. Putting whatever spin they want on it, and it's never accurate. Gosh, they never give you the full truth. It's always just spun in just a sideways direction. You know, if you only watch CNN, please tell me. Please let me take this for a second. Please tell me you don't watch CNN and solely CNN. You can watch CNN. Don't get me wrong. By all means, check out CNN and watch how bad it is, but don't only watch CNN for your news. My goodness. Oh, please. So please, I doubt it. I doubt that, you know, the people that watch my show are out watching CNN solely for their news source. Obviously, because I consider myself a source of news. But please, please don't go out there and just find CNN.
Well, you
but
know,
for
it's
30
it's,
years.
It's funny. I have a story related to this. So I the other day got tagged in like an old lefty that I used to know tagged me in a post on Facebook where she was like, Carlin, did you know you were in this video on YouTube about Trump supporters being in a cult? And like someone had clipped my PragerU video and put it in a video. I was like, I'm in BS videos all the time, like whatever. But then like we actually got into a discussion where I was like, you know, I mean, it's not as though Black Lives Matter didn't besiege the White House in May. And this person, and I bring this up because I know this person watches CNN all day, every day.
Oh,
she legitimately had no idea what I was talking about, Adam. And she responded. Really? She was like, oh, I can't believe you're spreading these lies. I feel sorry for you. I was like, this was in the news. This was not, this is a widely reported thing.
And news.
You don't know about it because you're only watching CNN.
Oh, these people only watch CNN. Why? CNN is terrible. So for 30 years, now keep in mind, everybody, airports across the world, not just American airports, all airports. I've been in airports in, Copenhagen. I've seen, you know, and I've seen CNN going. They've got, I mean, everywhere you go, there's TVs just with CNN on it. It's like, so you got to think when you have supremely biased media, CNN, okay, when you go all across the world and you see them everywhere and it's there, that's people across the world all over the place that are that's what they think is the truth. Mm-hmm. So CNN has basically been broadcasting to the entire planet what the news is, and that's ridiculous. I can't stand it.
This is a wrong being righted right here.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm like, what are they going to do? Honestly, like, where are their ratings going to come from? Because this was where they got their ratings. I don't know what they're thinking with this particular move, but I think this is a blessing for me as someone who even traveled a lot last year. It's going to be a blessing to walk through an airport and not see CNN on the screens because they're awful.
Yep. I can't wait. What do you think is going to be on there? Cartoons?
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking, so I actually got into a fight in the Delta Club in like about a year ago where they refused to broadcast anything that wasn't CNN or the Weather Channel. That was it. And I asked
them. They probably weren't allowed to. They probably had a contract that they are legally bound to just do CNN.
No. It wasn't even that.
Really?
Because what they told me was every time we change it from either CNN or the Weather Channel, like people start fights in the Delta Club over it. Yeah. So they refused. And so I don't know. Maybe we're going to be stuck with the Weather Channel in the airport from now on.
Oh, no. I think airport TVs, because they're, you know, anyone can watch it. I think it should be a revolving door as far as which news source gets the window, you know. It should be like random lottery style. OAN should be a part of it. Newsmax, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, like put them all in there, you know. But as long as it's representing all different sides of the media, where that it's not just like CNN. You know what? Let's bring some examples of some what CNN is up to,
let's
shall we?
Do it.
Let's talk about it. What's newest on CNN? Well, this one's interesting. Oh, what did Don Lemon say? Everyone who voted for Trump sided with the Klan. Nazis. Rioters. Oh, my gosh. Don Lemon. Seriously, man. Is it Don Lemon or Don Lemon?
I don't know the way
that Tucker says Lemon. It's like he knows that it's wrong because he's the only one who says it. Don Lemon.
I think it's lemon, but I like Lemon
better.
Lemon? I think it's lemon.
I don't know. Anyway, look at this. This guy, he was serious. Let's read about this. CNN anchor Don Lemon made sweeping allegations that Americans who voted for President Trump stood with the Klan and Nazis on Wednesday. The CNN host made the remarks during an exchange with fellow network anchor Chris Cuomo. Great. This guy's even... Anyway, Cuomo said asked Lemon to respond to assertions that people who voted for Trump should not be lumped together with rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol last week, many of whom are being hunted by federal authorities for a wide range of criminal charges. You know what? And before that, before we continue on, that's like the most legitimate thing I've ever heard Cuomo ask, because that's true. Stop lumping us together. I think the people that stormed and fought those police were absolutely in the wrong.
Yep.
Period.
And they screwed the rest of us in the process, too. P.S.
Yes. Right, exactly. When they should have had all day to go over the actual evidence, they were supposed to object and then bring the evidence forth. We have yet to bring the evidence forth. They have yet to do it. It hasn't gone to the courts. They were supposed to object and then deliberate for 2 hours to talk about all the different things. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're like, well, because of this violence, these Trump supporters, they're all so violent.
AOC thought her life was going to be taken at any second. AOC's life was in danger, Adam.
It's so stupid. They wanted this. They wanted this. Anyway, so that was a pretty legitimate question from Cuomo. I can't believe I'm giving him a little bit of props for actually asking. Although it did seem like he was asking for other people, like, hey, you should ask and talk about this. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he even humored it is good. But Lamont, oh, man. So he responds with, now what you hear is, well, you can't say that everyone who voted for Trump is like the people who went inside the Capitol. Response, this is what Cuomo actually asked him. And this is it. Quote, if you are on that side, you need to think about the side you are on. I am never on the side of the Klan. By the way, neither am I.
No.
Lamont.
No.
Okay.
And can we just remind everyone who Richard Spencer actually endorsed for president? Because it worked.
Oh, yeah.
Up.
That's true. He voted for Biden, didn't he?
He voted for Biden. Yeah.
He was like, hey, I like all this segregation stuff. All right. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Biden. He's backing that Antifa. All right. Gosh. Anyway, continuing the quote, principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan's side. Principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side. Lamont responded, lumping together over 74 million Americans who voted to reelect the president with white supremacists and Nazis. You know, this just reminds me of, you know, I had Chandler Crump, an incredible young man who was on my show. He actually joined me in the studio last week. It was awesome. The day after the DC, the 6th, it was the 7th that he joined me. Incredible. And he told me, people call him a white supremacist. He's like, this is ridiculous. Just because I'm a conservative, a young conservative black man, you know, they're like, you don't fit the narrative. White supremacist.
It's their default answer for everything. And it sickens me that they're making what happened at the Capitol about race, because it had nothing to do with race. It had literally it could not have had less to do with race, even though Nancy Pelosi came out at him. And just so you know, Nancy Pelosi thinks that we chose our own whiteness over the American people because
are
we were
serious.
Yeah, I'm 100% serious. Yeah.
My goodness. I didn't hear that part. But, you know, it's what really is messed up is the Nazis were trying to like exterminate people. Who's trying to exterminate anyone? Where are people calling for that? Where are they getting this information? You know, the last I heard, now I don't check this statistic often because I don't care to find out how many white supremacists there are at like where they actually are proud of it, but it's a small number. It was like 3,000 or something. I learned this, I don't know, maybe 8 months ago or so. We were talking about it on the Timcast show, and it was like only like 3 to 8,000 people. And it's like, okay, that sucks. Those people suck. They suck. But you were at the rally, right?
Yes.
So at the rally, I was speaking to Trump. I was looking around, and I'll tell you what I saw. It wasn't all white people.
No,
I saw all different races. I saw Americans.
Mm-hmm. It was an incredibly diverse crowd. Everyone was in a great mood. Everyone was happy to be there. Everyone was kind to each other. Even at the Capitol later, everyone was taking care of each other. I mean, I can't tell you because I did not go in the building. I got very close to the building though. And even up close when the Capitol police were tear gassing us, people were taking care of each other. And that's the type of crowd that Trump usually has at his rallies. I have been to several Trump events now, and I had to walk away rallies all year long with Trump supporters and where the majority of the audience, and there was never violence. And that was exactly how they were. And so I'm not one of those people that are saying all of the violence came from Antifa and BLM, because I just don't think that's true. I think there were certainly agitators, but there is no reason to think that this is a violent crowd.
I agree. I think there were some violent people, and I think that not all of them were Trump supporters. I think there's there's definitive proof that there was Antifa agitators and Black Lives Matter agitators there. And more is actually coming to light, but that's neither here nor there. Like, they existed, but that's not saying that everyone was in there was a false flag, because there was definitely pissed off people that were rallied up and went in along for the ride. And everybody that did that was in the wrong. All right, let's continue reading about this. Let's see. This is continuing Le Monde's quote here. Principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the side that treats their fellow Americans as less than. What? Wait a minute. Who does that? Who's doing that?
I'm going to say Don LeMond. LeMond.
You are. You are LeMond.
Doing that. Yeah.
These leftists are. You're literally saying Trump supporters are less than in what you're saying right now. That's literally you, Don Lemon. LeMond. I don't know how to say your last name. I don't care.
Lemon might be more appropriate right now.
Gosh. Yeah, maybe. My goodness. It's ridiculous, though. He's literally saying you guys all that voted for him are less than all the rest of us. But principled people, conservative or liberals, never on the side that treats their fellow Americans as less than. That says that your fellow Americans should not exist. That says your fellow Americans should be in a concentration camp or sides with slavery or sides with any sort of bigotry. Gosh, do you even realize what you're saying, Don?
Which
side? You don't.
Side?
You
no.
don't get it. He thinks that he's acting so high and mighty right here. You know, I can hear it. I could see the look on his face. He's like, I'm totally getting them right now. Look at me, Andrew. I'm totally zinging these people. I'm totally getting them. That's right, you guys. You're less than. That's all I hear.
Mm-hmm. As they, in the same sentence, argue to memory hold Donald Trump and everyone that voted for him in literally the same sentence.
Yep, exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Cuomo then prodded, right, and if they say, I don't agree with those people, I just like Trump's policies. And then LeMond goes, well, then get out of the crowd with them. Get out of the crowd with them. LeMond responded, you're in the crowd who voted for Trump. If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who the Nazis support. Wait, where's that proof? Okay, look, what did you just say earlier? Richard Spencer, who did he vote for?
He voted for Biden.
That's literally who they're referring to because Richard Spencer voted for Trump. Oh, OK, sure. Well, now he voted for Biden. So you're now on that person. You're literally condemning yourself, Don Lemon.
Literally you're a Nazi, Don LeMond.
What? So you're saying that if whoever sides Richard Spencer votes for, that anyone who votes for the same candidate is suddenly you're supporting the Klan? That's you now. You just did that to yourself. Do you really? This is what you're doing. You're taking your foot and you're shooting yourself in the foot. I'm going to spin the UFO now.
Do it.
Seems fitting.
Get it out, Adam. Do it.
Gosh.
Get that angst out on the UFO.
You voted for the person who incited a crowd to go into the Capitol and potentially take the lives of lawmakers, took the lives of police officers, took the lives of innocent lives who were there in the Capitol that day, LeMond continued. No, no, you're absolutely wrong. I am still waiting for proof that Trump incited any violence. I've gone over all the different things. I listened to his rally. I was there at his rally. He said peacefully go to protest in front of the Capitol building. That's what he said. He didn't tell anyone to incite any violence. In fact, he came out that night and said, I condemn the violence. And they deleted it and suspended him. They didn't want people realizing that he wasn't inciting violence. They wanted to use this. They needed that excuse. Go ahead. What?
And it started 20 minutes before Trump's speech ended.
Right.
We now know. We have the timeline completely reconstructed. And this is endorsed by the New York Times. Elijah Schaefer worked with the New York Times to do this. It started 20 minutes before Trump's speech ended. And now there's more and more evidence coming out that it was pre-planned anyway. So Trump did not incite anything. And you're absolutely right. Yep. They're jumping on this opportunity to lock down, to censor the people that they disagree with, and to become little totalitarians. That's what they're doing.
CNN. Mm-hmm. This is what CNN does. This is how they do it. They're literally saying all this. They're spouting this BS. LeMond continues, you voted on the side and the people in Washington are continue to vote on that side. You are so wrong, Don. It's so frustrating to see this because when you realize and you know the whole scope of the whole thing, and then it becomes sad. Because there are those people, like your friend that you mentioned, that only watch CNN.
Yeah,
this is their main news source. This is it. So these people are now convinced more so because Don Lemon said it on a major news network that all Trump supporters are now white supremacists.
Must be true.
When that couldn't be further from the truth.
Nope.
That couldn't be further from the truth.
And a lot of people, like, listen, a lot of people ask me, like, why did you even go to D.C. on the 6th? I wanted to go to D.C. because I wanted to see what happened for myself, because I knew crap like this was going to happen, that they were going to twist it and distort it. And I wanted to be there to see for myself what happened so I could decide for myself what I thought about it.
Yep. Me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had never been to a Trump rally. Now that's no longer true. Now I've been.
It was fun, wasn't it?
I saw him with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. It was cool. I saw President Trump. I was like, there he is. He was kind of small because I was way out in the crowd because it was a massive crowd and you couldn't really get too close. But it was crazy, man. I couldn't believe it. And now oh my goodness. All right. So enough about Don Lemon. Like that whole situation's ridiculous. Now I want to talk about Jake Tapper. This whole stupid thing with Jake Tapper. All right. So it all started. Well, let me just bring up this article. It sums it up perfectly. Jake Tapper questions the legless veterans' commitment to American democracy. This man lost his legs fighting for our freedom. Mm-hmm. And Jake Tapper had the nerve to say, you don't have is he really committed to America? Is he? Oh, gosh.
You know, there was a scandal back when I was in college, back in the day, when George W. Bush and John McCain were running for the Republican nomination. And there was a whole scandal that happened when someone polled Georgia voters or Georgia voters in one state asking if they would change their vote for John McCain if they knew that he had an illegitimate black child, which John McCain has an adopted daughter. That has darker skin. I'm not sure exactly what her origin is, but what they were trying to do is, this was coming from Republicans, plant a seed in the mind of voters in Georgia to believe that John McCain had a black daughter, and that would count against him to get them to vote for Bush. And I find it ironic that now it's completely switched. Now the Democrats are the ones doing this, saying, well, you may have lost both your legs, but do you really love this country? They're doing exactly the same thing that W did back in the day.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So let's dig into this. CNN's Jake Tapper, respect for wounded veterans apparently has its limits. What a great start. The cable host on Wednesday questioned the loyalty of Representative Brian Mast of Florida, who lost both legs in 2010 while serving overseas in Afghanistan, after the Republican lawmaker asked during the House's impeachment debate whether any of the Capitol rioters had testified that they stormed the people's house because of our president. Because they haven't yet. No one has. The CNN host's comments came amid a broader discussion about the Republican House members who plan to vote against impeaching President Trump for his role in fomenting last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol building. The other thing I think is really, really important is the fact that we have video, said CNN's Dana Bash, referring to the evidence showing that Trump did indeed inspire the Capitol riot. What video? What is she even talking about? They didn't even show it, mind you. They just said that, well, there's video, so it proves it. Well, they didn't show the video, so people just are like, oh, there must be video because Dana Bash said it. The quote continues, and I was just watching it as they were starting this impeachment vote in the House of the people who were storming the Capitol saying the president told us to be here. That's your evidence because someone said that? The president didn't say that. He said, go to the Capitol building to peacefully protest, not storm inside and try to cause havoc in there. He never said that. So they're adding context. They're adding something different.
And if that's what they're saying, if that's the position that she's taking, what she's literally saying is that she's buying into a conspiracy theory as though it were real. That's what she's saying. I have evidence that that Trump told people to go to the Capitol. You are literally buying into a conspiracy theory that is not real. So which is it, CNN? Is it a conspiracy theory or is it real? Make up your mind.
Right, exactly. And they continues here. Technically, one of the rioters reportedly said, our president wants us here. While another was recorded saying, we were invited by the president of the United States, but let's not quibble. Look, being at the Capitol building is not the same as going inside and trying to ransack the place and break windows and whatnot. But nope. I don't want to focus too much on that part of it. Okay. And Tapper says, right, and scoffs. Quote, there is video of this, Bash continued. Just exhibit A of the reams of evidence that we have. Again, they didn't show any of these reams of evidence, just claiming that they had reams of evidence. Of course, right before it said, rioters reportedly said, quote, one other thing, Tapper interrupted. What you're saying is relevant because Congressman Brian Mast, the Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad, although I don't know what his, I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States, he said. Did anyone say that? I don't think he realizes how rude and insulting that was for him to even go there. This man fought for freedom. Anyone who joins our military, okay, is choosing to give time. Time is everything in this world. This life, you have a certain amount of time, and then eventually you're out of time. Okay, so when someone chooses to give their time for the military, that's them serving me, serving you. Obviously, if you're American, that's who I'm referring to. But they're choosing to spend their life helping protect us and go out and fight for us. Back in 2010, now I don't necessarily agree with all the wars that we've been in, but they don't have a say in that. Okay, we were at war. Okay, well, they were out, and he lost two legs. He lost those two legs for freedom. Don't you dare, Jake Tapper. Don't you dare insult that man. And that's what he did. Now, oh my gosh. I'm not gonna read any more of this CNN BS because I want to show you this man's response. I saw this and I was like, that is a freaking American right there. This is from Brian Mast's Twitter account. He says, I lost two legs for Jake Tapper's right to say whatever the H he wants, but that free speech also protects the Republicans he is so eager to condemn for asking constitutional questions about the election. Boom! He didn't attack back. No. But he did, kind of, but in the best way possible. Like, look, you say what you want. I lost my legs for you. But that means they get to say what they want, too. How dare you, Jake Tapper? Mm-hmm. That Brian Mast, thank you for losing your legs for our right to speak. Thank you very much, sir. I respect you, and I can't believe Jake. He responded. Check us out.
Jake Tapper doubled down because SJWs always double down. That's
look
what
at
they
this.
Always do.
So Jake responds, "You're a hero for your service, and I'm grateful." It sounds like a butt coming, right?
But I just have questions.
As I've said before. And yes, I question that and is actually a butt. Who are we kidding? All right. And yes, I question the commitment to democracy of anyone who spreads election lies. Excuse me, Jake Tapper. Someone was just arrested and faces 4 or 5 felony counts for election fraud in Texas. Yesterday, that happened. There is more and more proof of election fraud, Jake Tapper.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. Signed on to that deranged Texas AG lawsuit and who committed sedition, you were not just asking questions. No, he was showing that there's actual freedom of speech in this country, and they had every right to bring up the things that they did. Oh, what? Because everyone didn't agree with impeaching the president? Suddenly they're white supremacists and Nazis. That's literally their game plan.
Well,
right?
And why do you even go through this process in Congress to ask for approval of these Electoral College votes if there's not a way to object? Like, there would be literally no purpose to having this process of certifying the vote if there wasn't going to be a contingency in which objecting was completely constitutionally protected. This is ridiculous. The Democrats have objected to every Electoral College certification of every Republican president for years and years and years. It always happens. Why they were pissed is that they were actually going to have this 2-hour debate. It was actually going to show evidence. And to be frank, I mean, honestly, like, we don't know, maybe it would have made a difference, maybe it wouldn't have, but maybe this, the what happened at the Capitol and thus not having the debate in front of the American people actually ended up benefiting them in the long run, because the evidence was not shown, still has not been shown,
still is not.
And then people like you and me who have been screaming about the actual evidence, not the crazy town talk, I'm not talking about that,
no, the real evidence
for months, we look like insane people.
Yep, that's what they want. They want people to believe that there's absolutely none. And that I still see the left Twitter commenting on some of the things that I post about how there's no evidence. It's like, how are you even saying that still? Mm-hmm. There is evidence. Open your eyes and stop watching CNN.
Exactly.
There it is. Well, let's continue, because I want to talk about this Ugandan election.
Do it.
This is insane. All right, check this out. Starts off with the Uganda bans all social media ahead of election, sparking outrage. What's going on in Uganda right now is there's the sitting president, I believe this is him here. President Yoweri Museveni, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. This guy's been in power since the 80s. Okay. And people have called for him to like give up, you know, stop running. He's like, no, I keep winning all these elections. So I'm going to keep in power. But they shut down all social media in the country Tuesday after the country's longtime leader accused Facebook of taking sides in the upcoming presidential election. What? Facebook taking sides? No,
they would never do that.
They would never do that. The president, 76, apologized for the inconvenience caused by the ban, but said Uganda had no choice after Facebook removed several accounts tied to his re-election campaign. If you want to take sides against the ruling party, then that group will not operate in Uganda, he said in a national address. We cannot tolerate this arrogance of anybody coming to decide for us who is good and who is bad. Wow, he's pretty based right there.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook on Monday said it had taken down a network of accounts linked to Uganda's Ministry of Information that used fake and duplicate accounts to manage pages, comment on other people's content, impersonate users, reshare posts in groups to make them appear more popular than they were. The social networking giant didn't immediately respond to the president's comments on Tuesday, but Twitter, which also appeared to be affected by the ban, blasted the move. And I actually have that tweet. Twitter public policy. Ahead of the Ugandan election, we are hearing reports that the internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights and the principles of the open internet. Did you hear that, Carlin?
I did, and I have to commend your gift choice there, Adam, because that is literally the face that I made when I read that tweet.
What, Twitter?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you say it's a basic human right for open internet and communication and being able to share ideas and...
You know what it's like, Adam? Wow. It's like they don't actually believe anything that they're saying. That's what it's like.
Yep, I agree. Mm-hmm. It's like they just do not care. You know what's even crazier? Right now in Uganda, they turned the internet off. There's literally no internet in Uganda right now. For the past 2 days, since Tuesday night, the internet has been off. This is unprecedented. Like, this is craziness what's going on right now. Okay? It's a war between a younger generation and an older, I don't want to say dictator, but the current president that's been in power for a long time wants to maintain that power. I mean, maybe he was using fake bots. I don't know.
Adam, are you saying that this is like the establishment trying to keep down the people that might actually vote them out of power? Is that what we're saying right now?
You said it. You said it. I may have been alluding to it, but... What's crazy is that Twitter came out. Well, let me see if I got this. Here we go. Yeah, this is from Jack, who's the CEO of Twitter. He says, I believe the internet and global public conversation is our best and most relevant method of achieving this. Well, this is actually a long thread. I also recognize it does not feel that way today. No.
Really, Jack?
I'm sorry, I couldn't keep a straight face when I was reading that. Everything we learn in this moment will better our effort and push us to be what we are, one humanity working together. Bull! That is bull crap. I'm sorry for all the youngins out there. I wanted to swear more than I did, okay? Because that is ridiculous, Jack. Get out of here. This is a whole thread about banning Donald Trump, mm-hmm. which everyone knows. Twitter banned Donald Trump the day after, on the 7th. He came back, and his first video back after being banned was, "I condemn the violence." Banned! Jack was like, whoa, he's condemning the violence? Ban him! That's literally what happened. He came out and said, look, I don't want any violence. You know, what happened yesterday was terrible. I didn't want that. And please stop being violent.
Yeah. And it's so ridiculous. This is such lip service right here. Because you know what? If I'm going to take anything Jack said seriously in this thread, I'm going to need him to unban all of the accounts that they have wrongfully banned, not just in the last week, but for years. Mikey Harlow should have a Twitter account.
Mikey Harlow should have a Twitter account.
Yeah,
no, Mikey
exactly.
Harlow deserves a little bit more than just an off sentence there. Absolutely. He got banned for nothing.
Three times
he got banned. He got banned wrongfully because a bunch of people didn't like him and started reporting him. And then he fought it, got back on. And then like a week later, he was taken off and he was like, what did I do? And they're like, oh, sorry, that was an accident. Mm-hmm. Okay, and brought back on. And then I think they haven't even responded for the third one.
No,
well, he's
no.
gone.
And the same
he's
thing
gone.
Happened to Shamika Michelle. I mean, she was locked out of her account because they said she needed to confirm her phone number or something. They never allowed her to do that. And then they just suspended her account a couple weeks later. So I'm going to need Jack to bring back all of the accounts that they have banned over the past 4 years for no good reason, if I'm going to take anything he says seriously. But of course, we know we shouldn't take what he says seriously because now we have video from Project Veritas.
So Project Veritas just dropped this, you know, and people were, I tweeted this out and I was like, who voted for Jack? Who voted for this guy to decide, you know, what we're allowed to say? So everything we just showed them about how internet is sacred and, you know, it's a basic human right. Twitter's words. Okay. Now they're saying, well, it's not anything that we didn't know already. Here's Jack basically saying we have to regulate, we got to pick and choose. Trump's causing what is the words that he chose?
This is bigger than just one account.
Yep, it's bigger than one account. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. You know, the focus is clearly on Donald Trump, but and how it ties to real world violence. He was literally calling for peace. He's the only president in the past freaking 20 years to not start war. Actually, it might be longer than that. I don't know exactly, but he didn't start any wars. In mm-hmm. fact, he's downplayed all of our troops. He's brought many of our troops home and got them paid and got them raises because he respected the military, you know?
And one of the things we need to keep in mind when we're looking at Jack say it ties to real world violence, Jack is a far less left progressive. And so when he says the word violence, he mm-hmm. means words are violence. He's not talking about like violence in the way
Good
that
point.
You and I would think of it. They mean words are violence.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Yep. Mm-hmm. So here's him saying that, you know, we have to, you know, like, you know, he talks about QAnon a little bit and it's like QAnon is... Like what are they harming? Who are they harming? They talk about voter fraud, which is now proven to be real. They talk about sex trafficking, which is very real. The U.S. Marshals in the past year alone have rescued hundreds of kids across this country with different sex trafficking networks. I have Eliza Blue coming on my show to talk about it. She's actually a victim of it. And we're going to talk about it. That's the 23rd. I don't remember exactly, whatever, but it's coming soon. But these things exist. So they want these people to be considered crazy. So people think, mm-hmm. oh, man, QAnon's crazy. It must be crazy. It's like, yeah, well, they're fighting against sex trafficking and voter fraud and they love this country. OK, and don't get me wrong. There is the fringe of everybody. There's fringe everywhere. Like there's always going to be the crazies on all different sides of things. But for him to. But sorry, but for this guy to sit here and say we need to basically check who's going to be doing what on the in our platform, which, as far as I'm concerned, it's not a private company anymore. Stop using that argument. This whole, well, it's a private company. They can do what they want. No, it's a new world. Okay. We live in the time of the internet age. We didn't know how big the internet was going to be. It is now the new town square. It's the place where, I mean, President Trump wasn't allowed to ban anyone. He wasn't allowed to block anyone because his tweets were public forums. Well, why? Because he was one of the biggest figures in our country. And when he did a tweet, it was a public forum. All of Twitter and Facebook are public forums. These people are publishers. They're trying to choose which they're, he's admitting it right here that they pick and choose who's going to be on their platform while also sitting there saying that it is super important that, you know, everyone has access to the new town square, which I agree with that side of it. I actually agreed with Twitter for a second there because I agree everyone should be able to be a part of the conversation and be in on the internet.
And I gotta disagree a little bit because I am not a fan of QAnon. I'm not a fan of QAnon. I think that to be really frank, the last couple days that Parler was online, the Q stuff was off the hook, and I thought it was becoming really, really dangerous. And I'm not in favor of Parler being wiped off the internet, but I think there's blessings in everything, and maybe it was actually a good thing they got a little bit of a break because it really was becoming dangerous. And so I don't think that most people who buy into that stuff are dangerous, but it was becoming dangerous. But I will say this too: if Jack is saying that all the accounts that got banned off Twitter are QAnon accounts, he is lying. He is flat.
That was months ago. They did the Q purge.
Yeah, well, they said that they said the other day it was like 70,000 QAnon accounts got banned. So they're trying to make it seem like it was just these accounts. There is someone in my locals community who barely used her Twitter who got permanently banned for spam and platform manipulation. And she's like the least Q person you're ever going to meet in your life. So they're lying. They're full of it.
Right on. Well, I mean, as I said, there's people in every group. And look, I'm not in Q either. Like, I know what Q is. Like, there's like Q drops on 4chan, or maybe it's not 4chan. I don't know exactly where they're posted, but you know, and I've seen some crazy pictures of these drops, and they don't make any sense. Okay, so when I that side of it, I don't really, there's unfounded stuff where people blindly believe, and when you blindly believe anything, to throw it back to CNN, you have issues on either side of the aisle. You can never blindly believe anything in life. You must verify. You must. And it used to be trust but verify, and that's sadly not the thing anymore. It's distrust and verify is the new thing. You know, you can't trust anything. You literally can't trust anything. So verifying everything is important. And I know that sex trafficking is real. I know that voter fraud is real. Those two things right there, I know those exist. So I don't know. The rest of the stuff is a little like, all right, you guys lost me, but. Anyway, so that was we got to get to super chats because we are
let's do it.
That was great though. All right, let's see. Neem Guy says the singularity is now on the net, controlling the thoughts of the worker ants. Interesting thought. Moonman says Trump has said he is going to declassify documents relating to Obamagate, plus tomorrow and in the weekend decide to possibly pardon Assange, Snowden, and Ulrich. Where has he said that? I don't see this.
Posobiec has said that. Jack Posobiec apparently put a poll up on Twitter today that apparently Trump looked at, that, you know, he made some comment on, but I hope he does.
How did Trump comment on it?
Someone showed it to him. Jack Posobiec has like a source in the White House, and they showed it to him or something. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Cool, didn't comment on Twitter, obviously, but he gave a comment to someone else.
Mark G says, it's hard finding ammo, toilet paper, and hope these days. But you know what's not hard to find? Krigler coffee. Satisfy yourself with Krigler. I have fun with Mark G. Thank you, Mark. That was great. Sarah says, Carlin, it makes my heart sing when you talk about knitting. The sweater looks awesome. What kind of yarn and fiber content are you using? #yarn nerd.
Yay. Well, I'm using mostly hedgehog fibers. Almost all of it's going to be merino wool, except for this part right here, which is a Surrey alpaca, and it's very fuzzy, and that comes from Ching Fiber. But mostly hedgehog fibers, and it's all 100% natural fiber, no synthetic nonsense for Adam. So it's going to be really good.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. For those who weren't here at the beginning of the episode, I got these in chroma glasses. I'm slightly colorblind. For Christmas, so I just wanted to bust those on. I just got them today because we had to I had to wait for them to arrive. But that's why I'm wearing my contacts. I don't normally do that because I'm lazy. All right, let's see. Augustine says, "Thank you for the view. Hope to be at your level sometime. Please keep the awesomeness flowing." Thank you, Augustine. Yeah, I saw that you responded on Twitter and said, "Hey, check out my channel." Augustine just made a channel and was talking about the impeachment. Very nice. Try to not breathe into the mic as heavy, like do those kind of things. You did that a couple times, but just be aware of that. And I think you're doing great. You had a good flow. Good job. Jake Dog says, "How many bitcoins I need for a year's supply of shimakos?" I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. Probably a lot. Maybe not so much. I say that because I don't know. Evan says, "Have to watch this later. It's hockey night. About to post yesterday, the black and tans was the strong arm of the crown oppressing the Irish in 1920. Got some amazing music because of it. Go Bruins." Bruins, huh? I was I'm a Blackhawks fan from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. I only like three teams in all of sports, really. It's the Cubs, the Bulls, and the Blackhawks. That's it.
The Bruins are pretty much the only Boston sports team I don't care about at all.
Yeah?
Not at all. No.
Well, I see you got a Red Sox hat on.
I do. And I defected from the Yankees. I used to be a Yankees fan because my parents were. And then I defected mostly to piss them off.
What now? Do you watch baseball? Do you pay attention?
I do every once in a while, not all that much, but I could actually hear Fenway Park from my dorm room in college. So I do have soft spot for it. Yeah.
I've always liked the Cubs. I've been to many Cubs games, actually, in my younger years, and I always wanted them to do well. And I was busy in life, and the year that they won the World Series, I started watching them at the beginning of the season. I'm like, I'm just going to watch them because like they were doing good, and I watched them throughout the entire season. So it was really cool for some reason, I started watching the Cubs that year, and just watched the whole season of them just kicking butt, and then they won, and it was amazing. I was very excited about that. Nicholas says, "W. Wallace has died. Do we have a Robert the Bruce?" I don't know. Is that from
Braveheart? Yeah. We'll see.
"I'm not your buddy, guy. This is unrelated, but you have to watch Danger 5. It's an Australian TV show, and it is hilarious."
I don't like Australian comedy. I don't like it. I don't even think it's funny.
It's funny you say that. I hear it is weird. I hear it's different. Like their comedy is different than ours. I haven't seen it though. I don't know. Nate the Average says, "His appearance on Red Letter Media was great. Too bad." Who are we talking about? Trump? Know. This was Macaulay. This was early on. So maybe. Was it Macaulay Culkin? Red Letter Media who appeared? I'm not sure. It was either Macaulay Culkin or Trump. So either way, cool. Fine Castle says, "To be fair, Trump was the one who told Kevin to go to the hall down the left. Love you and Carlin. Watching you both since March." Oh, right on. Thank you, Fine Castle. Appreciate that. Nico says, "Watch Project Veritas new video dropped of Twitter. Jack CEO undercover saying more banning on the way." Yep, I saw that. Carlin,
more's coming too. More's coming. I can't wait. It's like Christmas, man. Adam.
Who do you think's going to be banned first, me or Carlin?
I think you're going to be banned first. I do. I think you're going to. You have more reckless abandon with what you me talk too. About. I'm a little bit more measured.
You're absolutely right. I definitely go all in. I can't believe I'm still on there. But you know what? I do constantly talk about nonviolence, and I'm very strong in that sense. So maybe they're keeping me because they want someone on this side to, you know, that's, you know what I mean? Like, I maybe that representation of the person that they're like, all right, this is acceptable to, on the right, but nothing else. I don't know.
I think they're going after smaller accounts too. They'll deal with us when they wipe out the smaller accounts.
Yeah, true. True that. Let's see. Vicidia says, heard something interesting from Unsafe Space. Richard Stengel wrote an op-ed for WAPO, Why America Needs a Hate Speech Law. Biden appointed him to head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Goodness sakes. And Unsafe Space just got banned from Twitter also.
Carrie Smith, I heard about that. Yep.
Taken out, which is, I mean, they were posting legitimate things, actually. I retweeted a couple of the things. This is why I'm like, I look back at my timeline for the past week, and like a quarter, 33% of the things that I've posted are retweets of people that have now since been suspended for posting stuff that.
Wow.
And I'm like, I think you're so right. I do post with reckless abandon.
That's quite a track record.
Hey, listen, everyone out there, smash that like button for me posting on Twitter with reckless abandon. And go to my locals page, adamcastirl.locals.com. Definitely come join my community over there. And go join Carlin's also, kb.locals.com also. And we post a lot there. Ribs Exposed says, you should listen to the audiobook, The Gulag Archipelago. It is really good. I haven't listened to it yet. But
I am actually listening to it right now. It's very long, but it is a very good audiobook. It's one of those other books. It's like 1984. It's terrifying based on current reality.
We should do a breakdown on those Animal Farm 1984 and The Gulag Archipelago.
I'll do the first two, but like the Gulag is like 8,000 minutes long. So we'll see.
Oh, wow. That's long. All right. Moonman said, also, Trump signed 6 executive orders today. Really? I didn't see those, but my goodness, there are moves are being made. You know, there's over 350 mafia governors, not governors, senators, all Italians that have been arrested in the past 2 days.
Really?
Yeah. Things are going down in Italy right now, and high-ranking officials are being arrested. That's all I'm going to say. I'm looking more into that, but a lot of people know why that's fairly incredible news, because it may be that some things might have gone down in Italy. Mark G says, remove a man's tongue, and all he has left are his appendages. Can't use the word for curled up hands. Thank you, YouTube. Oh, right on. That's I got you. Abigail H says, best day of the week with Adam and Carlin together.
Yay. Oh,
thank you, Abigail. Thank you. John L says, the Romans used to declare dead emperors dominato memore and try to erase them from history. Emperor Aurelian was declared dominato, but is remembered now as one of the greatest of all times. Yeah, we'll see what history really remembers from this, shall we? Randy says, great show again, Adam. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that. St. Miles, I thought you were taking a break, St. Miles. It's okay to come back just to watch my show. They have modified the emojis. On YouTube? They modified the emotes? I don't know. I never use emojis on most platforms. Usually I just use the eyes.
I saw a story today about the Politico staff basically going nuts that they published something by Ben Shapiro, and there was a serious comment.
What was that?
Yeah, so basically Ben Shapiro edited Political Playbook today, which is their daily newsletter, and their staff basically went nuts, and they had to have this big conference call at 3:00 where they were like coddling their staff. But apparently there was a whole thread about this in their staff Slack channel, and the Huffington Post seriously reported, this was like not parody, they seriously reported on the number of caring emojis that were given to the posts about how Ben Shapiro is a horrible evil person, because that is what we do now. We express our care through emoji.
What is the news? What has the news become? My goodness, I've seen stupid news from all these different places that I follow, and it's just like something about like, this person's having relationship troubles. And I'm like, who is this guy? And why? And I'm like, who is it? Oh, it's some obscure actor. Like, why do I care that he's having relationship troubles? You're a news source. What? This is what you've brought like news. Like, what if I did a segment on like some guys having relationship troubles? Oh, geez. Yeah, no, get that out of my face. Augustine again says the troops in D.C. were not a random mobilization. They were selected from states that are Democrat strongholds and D.C. where they were screened against being sympathetic to Trump. Ah, interesting. Trump still is the one who brought them in, though. Jason Carto says Uganda elections show us the way. Now, we'll see what happens there. I'm paying attention to it, but they have no internet right now. So it's interesting. We'll see. Santa's Ball says, Carlin, make sure you leave a big opening in there for Adam's donkey-like equipment. I wasn't expecting that. Thank you, Santas.
He's turning red. Adam's turning red.
What? I wasn't expecting it.
You're reading Super Chat on autopilot, and now your whole audience knows that they can just get whatever they want in that Super Chat, and who knows what they can make you say.
Yes, that's right. Spend money. Give me your money. I'm okay with it. Student of History says, time to breathe organization, built up your local community, and peacefully push for change, first at the local level, then further up. Be cool and think before you act. Play strategic, not tactical. Thank you. Yes, awesome. That is exactly what we need to do. Start at your local level and work your way up. That's what we need. We need a new, like, look at the Ugandan elections. Like, they are fighting to stop this younger, he's a rapper and people like him. The younger generations are like, yeah, this guy's bringing fresh ideas to the board. And there he's being just squished, essentially. Yeah, we'll see what happens there. Nate the Average says, it's probably not your kind of music, but you should check out my friend's black metal band's new song, We the People, by Panto Crater. They are Swedish and quoting the founding fathers. Crazy times. Cool. Yeah, I'll check that out after the show. Give me one second. Let me just drop that in a new stream. Yeah, cool. I'll check it out. Mavis says, not showing up to DC would be the most epic thing you can do. The left will get themselves worked up over the next week, only from nothing to happen. Yeah, I mean, why would anyone want to go to DC anyway? Like, if Trump is done and Biden's being elected, well, I wouldn't want to show up. I don't think he's legitimate. Like, I'm not going to go celebrate or watch him. Like whatever. I'm going to stay in my house. It's ridiculous. Arcadian Twilight says, only real difference between fascism and socialism is one tears down the cathedral of civilization to build up an unholy temple. Fascists tear off all the art and icons and convert it into a mosque. I see. Well, a mosque is a specific term that I don't know if it applies here. Fascism, it's about who is in power, right? Really, if you think about, like, when it's a fascist tearing down all the art and icons, it's them then putting themselves in the place of who people should idolize, because that's what they want. They want no one else in power but themselves. And then once they have power, they want to be ruled and, people looking and bowing to them. Let's see. Mark G says, I watch CNN every day. We're talking about Krigler News Network, right? Oh, I like that. There we go.
Krigler,
thank you, Mark
News
G.
Network. You need to put that on a t-shirt.
The new CNN. I should see the real CNN.
Yeah,
I don't know if I can would get in trouble if I use their. I could do like a slightly off text that's kind of like theirs, but I like that Krigler News Network. That's funny. Sitego says, please Google CNN Gigapixel 2017 inauguration. Okay, I'll check it out after the show. Jupiter, I would rather watch MeTV or the QVC than watch CNN at the airport. Nice. Simping for Rita says Trump should buy CNN and make Don Lemon say good things about him in order to keep his job.
I want to see what Trump does next. I'm very excited to see what Trump does after this, whether he
buys
a network, whether he builds a platform. If Trump builds, I'm going to miss
People
Trump
miss
so
him already.
Bad as president, but I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait to see what happens. Hydro says, Don Lemon got sued for allegedly sexually assaulting a man at a Hamptons bar. Really? I didn't know that. That's lame.
That's unexpected. Yeah, yeah, not unexpected
from
at
CNN.
All.
Wow. Yeah. Chris Brown says, since CNN Cuomo came up from the basement like Jesus from the tomb, I have prayed for their destruction. Never call them news media. Call them biased. It's true. I mean,
call them entertainment.
Everyone's biased, though. You know, in their own way, everyone's biased. Even me, I'm biased. I don't try to hide it. I'm not your buddy, guys, says the term racist, Nazi, and white supremacist have been so diluted by the left that honestly, if there truly was one, I wouldn't know unless I met them. That's a good point. Like, they literally call anyone that doesn't agree with them Nazis now. It's like, do you realize what an actual Nazi is? You don't. They don't even understand it. It's taking on a new form. Hydra says, a mom to her gay son to the LGBTQ protest, and all he heard was that the GOP wanted to kill him for being gay, and now he's afraid for his life. Oh my gosh.
What are Carlin, you talking you about? That did not happen. That is a lie. That absolutely 100% did not happen. Brandon Strzok was sitting in the front row for Trump's speech.
Yeah.
That absolutely 100% did not happen. That's a lie.
Yep. I agree. It's ridiculous. Jeff says, talk about the Veritas expose. They caught Jack today. I know. We went over it. Yep. Liberty Prime says, hey, I signed up for Tim's website, got confirmation of PayPal payment, but don't have a user or password to sign in. Do you know how that works? You're asking me about supporting Tim?
You've been relegated to Tim's IT person.
Sorry, Liberty. Sorry. I don't know anything about that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at you, Liberty. I'm not laughing at you. I don't have anything. I'm not connected to that in any sense. You could certainly go to my website and support me if you'd like. But
I think Tim would have been much smarter to get on Locals with the two of us, so they didn't have to deal with all this.
What
crap.
Happened? That's I don't know. We're talking about Tim and.
I know what happened, but I'm not going to say it publicly.
Okay, well,
I'm not going to get myself in any more trouble than I already have.
We'll revisit that after the after we are not live anymore. Hydro says the last known Nazi living in the U.S. was deported to Germany thanks to Trump. Wow. Well, that's not surprising. Interesting. Andrew says Democrat 2020 voters are in for voter remorse, a very rude awakening. Yeah, I agree. Yep. 1320 Bushido says, hey, first super chat to you. Do you think that the pendulum would swing during the midterms? Should they hold off on a Biden impeachment because of Kamala?
Yes, the pendulum is going to swing during the midterms. Going to be an epic red wave. And I don't know. I've actually been thinking about running for Congress, Adam. So maybe I will be a part of that. We'll have to see.
Oh my gosh, please, Carl, please do it. Please do it. We need less lawyers. We need less lawyers in government.
My whole platform is going to be that I hate both parties equally, but I hate the Republicans a little bit less.
I think you'll go far. Vicidia says, remember when Lemon was asking for Trump on TV when the CNN building was getting attacked by riots? They helped foment. He's got a short memory. That's a good point. I forgot about that because the CNN building in Georgia was attacked. And they're crazy, man. Isidore, there's no L there. I wanted it to be, but because I like the name Isildur. Project Veritas / Jack Dorsey call just beginning. I know it's crazy, right? Mark Robinshaw, yo, up and Adam, my man, for some good news in these dark times. My daughter is 9 weeks old today and is a healthy, farty child. How you doing, man? Hope you and your family are well. Uganda has balls. As if 2021 would be any better than 2020, laughing my butt off. And for the sake of the world, America cannot fall, or it's GG China wins. They be waiting. Mark Robichaud, good to see you, man. I'm really happy. That sounds fantastic. That your new child, your new daughter, 9 weeks old today. That's awesome. Congratulations. I'm gonna spin this here UFO for her. Not you, not anyone else. But for your new daughter, congratulations. That's awesome. Glad she's healthy and farty. That's great news. Oop, got a super chat jump. Give me a second. Find out where we were. Josh and Jesus. There you are. Trump declassified Obamagate today. Did you hear about this?
I didn't hear about it. I heard Trump was thinking about declassifying a bunch of UFO stuff, but I did not hear about the Obamagate stuff.
God, man, I feel like I'm behind. I got to check that out. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting show. This is episode 99, by the way. Tomorrow is my 100th episode.
Congratulations,
Thank
Adam.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Big, big moves. Big moves. Specific Winner says, if it wasn't for double standards, the Democrats would have no standards. Nice. It's an oldie and a goodie. Mark Robichaud says, Trump 2024 for the salty tears. And again says, and nice beard, Adam. Keep it real, man. Keep it real. Keep it, man. Yeah, I love my beard, actually. I was skating around in D.C. that day. I had my board with me, and I was skating. And I could feel the wind, like, pulling it. And I was like, it dawned on me. I'm like, my face isn't cold. This is wonderful. And I had my MAGA beanie on, so I was like, MAGA beanie and then beard. So all you saw was like this. It was cool.
Adam, L just texted me. Hi, L. L is watching. And
hi, L. Thanks for watching.
She says that the Obamagate stuff will be declassified tomorrow or Monday.
She would know. Yeah. She is on top of it. Awesome. Thanks for watching, L. Awesome. I miss you on social medias. I know they get rid of you every time.
She's killing
you
it on Gab. She's like over 100,000 followers on Gab. She like shot up there like quick.
I'm not surprised at all because she is in. Formed man. Yo, can you ask her if I can have her number and we can so I can communicate with her? Thanks. Mark Robichaud again says, maybe if we branded PEDs and child traffickers as Nazi, the problem would get solved rather fast, or is targeting innocent people more rewarding? That was a good one, Mark. Good one. Mark again says, true, I don't even trust myself because I'm a hypocrite. The only thing I trust is my Lord Elon Musk, the savior of mankind and conqueror of Mars. Nice. It's funny. Nikolai says, Adam, if you're invested in Bitcoin, look up the Tether news. Okay, I am a little bit. I've got a little bit of the Bitcoin. Carlos says, LOL, it was a joke. Don't kill the vibe, dude. Good luck trying to kill my vibe. Jonas, thank you for that super chat. Specific Winner again said, Elon Musk is the emperor of mankind. Bobcat said, there is no better way to wake up in the morning than a handful of Adam beans. It's true. Krieger coffee is delicious. That's how I wake up every morning. Mark Robichaud says, I'm pretty sure the Constitution has been used as toilet paper at this point. They don't even hide it anymore. I know. It is embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. Miss Nalreka, thank you for that super chat. Keith Hood says, how are those glasses working for you? They're actually pretty cool. I went outside and I saw a cardinal flying, and Nisha was like, look, can you see that cardinal? And I looked and it was like blaringly red, and I was amazed. These are in chroma glasses, and it's shocking how much I don't see red as I thought I did. But it was really cool to see. Let's see. Mark Robichaud says, straight white males sounds bannable. Yeah, well, it's also a really good song by Tom McDonald. If you don't know it, go check it out. Licardo, what do you think? Do you think Biden will say during his inauguration that he's asked Congress to not try Trump in an attempt to say he's tried unity? There are people saying that he should pardon Trump in like, you know, a way. And I don't think so. I think there'd be blood. I think people would freak out and rise up against Biden if he did that. Because they've did it to themselves. They got people to hate Trump for lies. It's crazy, man. I be ripping them. I shall fart my way to freedom. Wonderful. I love that. Adelio says, breaking, Trump just declassified Obamagate. Interesting. Well, as per L, who is an incredible source, she said it'll be tomorrow or the next day. So I trust her. Deranged Lunatic says, can't follow you on Twitter anymore. I deleted it. Can't follow? Oh, you deleted Twitter. Well, good for you. Good for you. Jonas Larson says, too much hopium in the chat, talking about Italy, the Pope, Insurrection Act. It's like the opium for the MAGA people to keep them calm. I mean, Italy just arrested 350 mafia government employees, like high-ranking officials. Like, something's going on in Italy right now. That's all I'm saying. There's something's going on. There's a lot of people that messed up. There's a lot going on over there. So, and by the way, Deranged Lunatic, jump over to my locals channel, adamcastirl.locals.com. Come check me out and hang out. Also, join Carlin's kb.locals.com and come hang out and talk to us there. Lucky Lucado says, you guys rock, love the show, and the lead into Tim keeps me away from mainstream media. Hashtag news junkie. Right on, right on. Thank you for hanging out. Carlos says, avoid the inauguration. It's a trap. Tell the people, spread the message. Avoid it at all costs. Yeah, there's don't go. Why would anyone want to go anyway? Goodness.
Don't go.
I have zero interest in going over there. Sergio says, him equals her, riots equals protests, patriots equals traitors. Yeah, that's what they're trying to convince everybody, isn't it? Let's see. Alexi, millions of immigrants are ready and willing to fight communism in the United States. We lived through it once, never again. Yeah, I hear that actually a lot from a lot of different people talking about that. Shane Murray says, I fear because all of this craziness that will create an American Mussolini or Franco, depending on what Democrats and Biden choose to do. It is a scary, scary situation because we are living in the unknown right now. McQuitzley, Carlin, remember when your psychic mentioned Trump having an ace up his sleeve a week just before the election?
Yeah, he did, but he's been pretty clear for the last several weeks that he thinks Biden is going to be inaugurated. So I wouldn't hang your hat on what Joshua said several months ago.
Right on. Dillard Gaff says, write in Trump for every election from now on. He just wins like every seat.
That would actually be hilarious. That would be kind Trump of funny. Randomly wins a seat somewhere.
He's just like, wait, what? Bone Skull says, the left better watch their backs. Disenfranchising an entire group of people by disallowing them a place to speak can only work favorably for so long. Good point.
Yep,
that's true. Mark Robichaud says, her name is Allison, by the way. Oh, great. I was actually wondering what her name is, and congratulations. And welcome to the world, Allison, if you're listening right now. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. Robert H. says, Trump declassified all Russiagate documents. Man, I cannot wait. And I want to get on Gab. I just cannot get on Gab. It's not letting me go on there.
I said the same thing.
It's a shame. It is a shame. Eden says, time to start our own avenues on of everything, not just speech platforms. Patriots will not be suppressed. We are not victims. Well, I agree with that sentiment. Let's see. Bone Skulls again says, vote for people like Tulsi Gabbard in the future. I did like Tulsi, and they could not stand her because she was not what they want the establishment Democrat to be.
Tulsi just launched her own Locals as well. So one more reason to get on Locals. Yeah, Tulsi.locals.com.
All right, I'll go check that out. Mark G says, heads up, trust Trump just declassified I be ripping him's farts. Oh, that's a cross. This is awesome. This is a good moment in history. This is a super chatter joining forces with another super chatter. This is great. I love this. Heads up, Trump just declassified it. I be ripping him's farts. Well, now we know the truth will be out. Sick Semper Tyrannus says, Jimmy Dador just realized the progressives just want to be establishment and con the left for votes. I'm laughing. You rock, Carlin and Adam. Thank you, Sick Semper. I appreciate that. Mr. Squiggle says, Obama and his husband need to be arrested. Okay. Jonas says, 334 arrests in mafia in Italy is typical hopium, as it happened a year ago, just like the four-year-old General Flynn video that people push as new. Well, it's being reported right now via, and it's in European news. It's not in American news. So it was actually 355 people. So that might have been a completely different thing. That's why I'm saying I'm going to report on it once I have all the information. So we got to get off. Thank you all for joining us. Carlin, it's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys all next time. See you later, guys. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Please smash the like button. For AdamCast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.